Justin Fluke with you as we turn our attention to Houlton Wildcat basketball. First up, girls coach Kurt Eisler joins us. Lady Cats finished the regular season 9-11. They claw their self to a 7-7 finish in the top half of the Big 7 League, and two wins to end the regular season. Really strong wins at Sabetha, 45-28, and then at Perry, 34-25. And both games were kind of close going into the second half, Coach, but I look at both these last two games. You had a 17-10 third quarter against Sabetha and a 10-4 third quarter against Perry. It seems like in the second half when your girls needed to step up, they definitely did that and kind of distanced themselves a little bit in these two road wins.
I think, yeah, you're right, Justin. Two good road wins, and our girls are doing a good job of trying to feel things out in the first half, and then we make some adjustments at halftime, and they've done a really good job of executing what we're trying to adjust with our game plan in the third quarter. And I thought in both of these ball games we got off to a little bit of a slow start and just kind of felt our way through the first half. And really what sparked us was some defensive energy. And obviously once the ball goes through the basket a little bit, it helps you on both ends of the floor too.
Last week we talked about, you know, perimeter shooting and how far that had come. And this week I wanted to ask you about free throw shooting, because in these two games, Coach, at least my stat sheets show that you made 20 out of 22 free throws in these two games. That's a good way to win some games here at this point of the season.
Yeah, we work on it every single day. The girls know that it's an important part of the game, especially close games. And it's not something that you just show up in late February and early March and you're a good free throw shooter. These girls have been putting in work and we shoot them in practice. We shoot them various ways and we do it after practice also. So nice to see some of the hard work that they're putting in, pay off on game night. And hopefully we can continue that.
We talked last week as well about just the balance, and you've had a lot of different players step up in some different games this season. But, man, Elizabeth Schuster's definitely been the consistent for you. She scores double digits each of these last couple games and had double-doubles. And it seems like, while you do have some decent balance, it's nice because you can almost count on Liz for at least, you know, a dozen points and 10 rebounds every single game.
Yeah, she's done a great job. Each team, obviously, every new year is going to find its identity, and she's taken on some roles that we needed her to this season. She's our top scorer, she's our top rebounder, and we're asking her to defend one of the best players on the other team, if not the best player on the other team, every single night. And she doesn't get much rest, maybe a minute per night. And what she's doing for us on the floor is huge. She leads by example. She's not a big vocal person, but the team knows what they're going to get from her every single night. And I think she's helping allow some of the other players to find their roles and play well around her as well. So, been very happy with her. We've gotten production off our bench. I thought Laura Larrison played really well off the bench for us last night. And, you know, we just need everyone to contribute what they can and when they can, when their opportunities present themselves, and continue to play really good defense as a team. And I think we'll be in good shape going into the postseason.
Final thought, Coach, as we look ahead now, you know, you're off until next Tuesday. First round sub-state game will be on the road, but you don't know your opponent until later this week. So how do you approach, having a little bit of time off here and kind of the preparation now that goes into sub-state, even though you don't know your exact opponent for the next few days?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll take today off. We'll have a team meeting and make sure everyone's on the same page with what the next week and a half will look like. And then we'll practice Thursday, Friday, and we'll get some rest over the weekend. We'll come back Saturday morning. We'll know for sure who we play. We probably will know that late Friday. And then we'll come back on Monday and really focus on prepping and game planning for our opponent for Tuesday night. And then hopefully we get through Tuesday night with a win, and then we continue on the journey and have two more practices going into a sub-state championship game. So that's the plan for the next week and a half. And one of the biggest things for us right now is to make sure that we can get our rest and get healthy. So looking forward to the next few days.
You bet. Winners of four of your last five, you go 6-3 in your last nine games of the season. So certainly the team is playing their best basketball here down the stretch. Best of luck, Coach, and we'll look forward to chatting more about sub-state with your game next week.
I appreciate it, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Eisler, head coach of the Houlton girls. We'll talk Wildcat boys basketball next.